from Greenham Common to the living rainforest. This is Kennet Radio.
We're going to talk now about the adder tunnels that you may have heard about that have been installed on the road connecting part of Greenham and Crookham Commons. I'm joined now by Roger Stace, who is the West Berkshire Land Manager for the Berkshire, Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust.
Hello, Roger.
Hi there.
First of all, tell us about BBOUT and what it does at Greenham and Crookham Commons, please.
BBOUT is the Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust. We're a charity who look after nature reserves and commons across the three counties, so very focused on local wildlife. Here in West Berkshire, we're very lucky to have such a large wild space so close to Thatcham and Newbury at Greenham and Crookham Commons. And we manage that site for the wildlife there and for visitors to come and enjoy it. It's home to lots of rare, fascinating wildlife, lovely birds, butterflies, amphibians, and of course, reptiles like our wonderful adders.
Quite a tricky job, I should imagine, to balance the welfare of the animals with people walking around and doing all sorts of other things around.
Yes, it's a very careful balance that we have to tread between making the place as good as we can for wildlife, but also it's very important for people to come out and enjoy the countryside, enjoy wild spaces. So yes, it's finding the balance between those two priorities.
What is an adder? I sometimes get confused with them and slow worms.
So adders are a snake. They're one of our three native species of snake in the UK, the other two being grass snakes and smooth snakes. Smooth snakes are much rarer, so you don't find them in Berkshire. They're incredibly secretive. Many people will never see one at all in their lives. And sadly, they get a bad reputation because they are our only venomous snake, but they're definitely more scared of us than we are of them, or should be anyway. If they see people, they'll just generally want to get out of the way as soon as possible. They're incredibly beautiful, though. The males have this striking green or grey kind of base colour with this lovely zigzag black mark down their back. The females, perhaps more muted tones of lighter and darker browns, but both incredibly well camouflaged. And so in vegetation like bracken or heather, they really do disappear. They're not quite the same as a slow worm. A slow worm is actually a lizard without legs rather than a snake. There are some other more subtle differences. Snakes have a very clearly defined head, whereas if you look at a slow worm, it's almost like a continuous tube shape. They don't really have a neck to speak of. Much more subtle, snakes don't have eyelids, whereas lizards, like a slow worm, do. So if you see them blinking, you know you've got a slow worm instead.
How big is an adder?
They can grow close to a metre. They're smaller than a grass snake. A grass snake can definitely be over a metre long. Typically, adders would be kind of 70, 80 centimetres long. Quite a dainty snake, really. Not huge, but and very often when you see them, they'll be curled up, so taking up quite a small space. They curl up on the edge of vegetation to bask in the sun is probably when most people will see and experience an adder, is sort of seen off at a distance, curled up.
So they're significantly long. They aren't small, tiny things, are they? They're quite long.
If you see one on the move, they're not tiny, but yes, they're incredibly beautiful. To the moment when you have you ever seen an adder before?
I honestly don't think I have, no.
Okay, though the moment you see an adder, it's always a bit of a rush. It's one of my favourite experiences to be out on site and be lucky enough to be working in a place where I do get to see them every year.
Tell us about the history of the adders on the Crookham and Greenham Commons.
So adders were once widespread throughout the country on a really wide range of habitats, but sadly through loss of habitats and disturbance, their range has decreased and decreased. And they've really been squeezed into certain places to the point where they're really limited to very few sites across the UK. Typically, these tend to be our heathlands now. So across the three counties that BBOUT manage, we don't have them really in Buckinghamshire or Oxfordshire at all now. So Berkshire really is an important stronghold for the adders, and Greenham and Crookham Commons particularly of those sites as well. they're classed as a vulnerable species. So, and studies unfortunately have shown that only a few of the largest populations might remain in the UK in 10 years' time unless there is that we have made ways to intervene and help them. They're slow to breed. The females might only breed every 2 or 3 years. So it means the population is slow to grow. And sadly, we're seeing declines across the UK. So yeah, really lucky to have them at Greenham Crookham Commons. But the radio, we've in the past 8 years, we've carried out some radio tagging of the adders across Greenham and Crookham Commons. And that's shown that the populations we have on Greenham and Crookham are sometimes in small kind of isolated groups, which can't actually mix together. So that can make them vulnerable to inbreeding, which leads to genetic problems, or a disease striking one of those small populations could wipe that group out. The tagging itself involved attaching a very small radio tag to the side of the snake, and then tracing. We could go out every few days and locate where that snake was, map its location, and then put together a map of where the snakes were moving across a 10-12 week period. And it allowed us to build up some really good maps of where the snakes are and where they're moving across the site.
And to do that, presumably you had to catch or locate most of the adders.
Yes, so we worked with an adder ecologist, basically. He's known by everyone as the adder whisperer. He's able to find them wherever he goes. He can say, oh yeah, that's definitely where they're going to be. And 9 times out of 10, he's right. And he's trained to handle them safely. He's got all the kit so that he can handle them without being at risk of being bitten and attach the tags. And then once the tags are on them, we don't need to handle the snake any longer. So it's a sort of 10-minute process to attach the tag, and then they're off doing their thing again. And then we can collect the tags back when they shed their skin. So we don't need to remove the tag from the snake itself. That happens naturally.
So you mentioned the isolated groups. So that's the first time you started deciding to do the tunnels.
That's right. So our radio tagging showed one particularly really clear example of where we had these small groups that weren't mixing at Old Thornford Road in Crookham. So that's where we've installed these tunnels. We had really clear maps of snakes moving around on both sides of the road, coming close to it at times, but never actually crossing over the road to mix with each other. So this funding opportunity came from a grant from Natural England Species Recovery Programme. And we put in a bid. So it was a bid for £113,000. To get funding specifically for that project. And with so much of the wildlife in the UK in such a precipitous state, we really do need to take opportunities like this to try new and innovative ways of reducing the decline.
So Old Thornford Road, is that near the hospital going up the hill?
That's right, yes. So if you go up the hill past the hospital on the right, then there's a small road on the right-hand side that leads sort of back towards Greenham Common, and it's just on the corner there.
What we ought to recognise is that the adders were intelligent enough not to cross the road, by the sound of it.
On the whole, yes, it seems that way. They don't like to be exposed in very open situations, so crossing large areas of gravel, very short grassland, or a tarmac road is just something that they will avoid unless they're absolutely pushed to do so.
Tell us about the tunnels and what they will do.
So we've installed 2 tunnels under Old Thornford Road, which will allow the adders, along with other reptiles, amphibians, small mammals, even small beetles and other invertebrates, to move between those 2 areas of the common. The tunnels themselves are about 0.5 metre wide and 8 metres long. They have an open grate on the top. So initially, people driving over them might well have thought it's an elaborate drainage system of some kind, but actually that they have this open grate on the top. Because snakes are cold-blooded, they need the sun's energy to keep them going. So the sun shining into the tunnel across its whole length means that it warms up and it's a more inviting place for a reptile to explore compared to a dark, damp tunnel. We've then lined the tunnel with a layer of gravel so that it gives them a nicer substrate to crawl across. The tunnels themselves are made from a sort of bonded cement resin kind of mixture, so very smooth. These stones will just make it that bit more natural feeling, I suppose. And also they'll allow better drainage out of the tunnel so that there's no puddles or anything within the tunnel, again, making it just that much more inviting and tempting for the snakes. Outside the tunnels, we've used fencing to actually funnel the snakes or other wildlife towards the entrances of the tunnels. So it's just 40 centimetre high reptile fencing running parallel with the road. So when the reptiles or other wildlife encounter that fence, they'll move along it until they find the entrance to the tunnels. We've also, within the habitat, the heathland around the tunnels, we've created some corridors of open habitat that will be inviting and kind of linking up the best areas within the common to the entrances to the tunnels, again encouraging snakes to move in that direction. We're then monitoring the tunnels, so we've installed a trail camera in each of those tunnels. Tomorrow is going to be the day when I'm going to retrieve them for the first time to see whether we've actually got any footage of wildlife using the tunnels yet. I'm not expecting them to be immediately a wildlife superhighway. At the moment, there's still a lot of bare ground around the tunnels after all of the groundworks, and it will take a few months for that to vegetate up and become a bit more naturalized again. But I'm always hopeful that we might find something sooner than we expect. We're also then going to resume our adder tagging for this autumn and then a couple of years subsequently, again, to try and find more evidence of these tunnels actually working and functioning as we'd hoped. We're not really aware of any similar projects in the UK where this is currently happening, so I hope that this will be a really good case study for other site managers to follow what we've done and learn from what we've done, hopefully improve on it and see success themselves. In fact, I've actually been contacted by another wildlife trust who are interested in the project already.
So you've made quite a lot of effort to attract the adders and the invertebrates to the tunnel entrance. Once they're in the tunnel, a stupid question probably, how do they know it will actually eventually end? What incentive is there for them to carry on?
A natural curiosity, I suppose, is the simple answer to that, is that wildlife will go and explore where it feels safe and not threatened to. One thing that we have done to try and encourage the adders, particularly into the tunnels, is so we carry out reptile surveys across our sites in other locations where we have surveyors checking and monitoring adders. If anyone this year finds a shed snake skin, we've asked them to collect it and put them in the tunnel in the hopes that the pheromones, the scent of adders on the skin, will encourage other individuals to come and explore. So there's just an extra little incentive to try and encourage them in.
How can people find out more about BeeBout and also this project?
Well, firstly, just to say that a major threat to adders is human interference, both through persecution or disturbance to their nesting sites. So we would always ask if visitors do ever see an adder that they give it plenty of space, don't approach, don't try and take a really extreme close-up photos, and also please don't go out seeking, trying to find adders and going off the paths searching for wildlife. But if people do want to find out more, there's lots of information on our website, BeeBout, that's bbowt.org.uk. They can follow us on all our social media streams for up-to-date information. And if we do find use of the tunnels, I'm sure we'll be shouting about it on social media. We run, as a wildlife trust, lots of different walks and talks and family events. So all of the information about events can be found on our website. we're a charity, and a large amount of our support comes from our members. So if people are interested in what we're doing, then please do go and have a look at how to become a member and join the Wildlife Trust. And if people want to get involved in a different way, then there's lots of opportunities to volunteer with us, whether that's going out doing practical habitat management, getting involved with surveying wildlife, or getting involved with kind of education groups, events, other activities like that. So loads of ways people can find out more and get involved.
And finally, what's the sort of mark of success of this project? What are you hoping for?
Adders to be successful on Greenham Common, for the population to be able to increase. And I'd like for the Wildlife Trust and this project to be an example of how we can manage our sites for wildlife in new and different ways and be leading the way in these kind of projects.
Brilliant. And it's caught quite a few of the headlines, hasn't it? It's been in the news quite a lot, which must be satisfying for you.
Yes, definitely. We had a really nice piece in The Guardian written by Patrick Barkham. We've been on the BBC News website, Newbury Today. The Reading Chronicle picked it up, plus a few other websites. And yeah, really pleased to be able to speak to you today as well about it. So yeah, thank you very much for the time.
No, thank you very much, and I hope it's a success. And best
wishes
to all of you in Beebout. Thanks a lot, Roger.
Thank you very much.
I was talking there with Roger Stace, who is West Berkshire Land Manager for Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust.
106.7 Kennet Radio.